Brexit and the Belgian Brits. It's an organization, otherwise known as BABS, which formed to help the 25,000 British citizens living in Belgium to cope with Brexit, administratively and emotionally. The organization has now produced a documentary called Here We Are, about the effects of Brexit, and the public are invited to a screening on October 16th in Brussels. We talked to the film's director.
My name's Annie Tubbs, and I make documentary films, and I'm studying for a master's in journalism here in Brussels.
BABS stands for Brexit and the Belgian Brits. Can you tell me a bit about what the organization does?
So the group was created in May 2017 as a Facebook group. It now has, I think, about 2,200 members. And I joined late. I joined towards the end of 2020. I then found out it was set up by three British citizens / dual nationals who had migrated to Belgium for various reasons. And its stated aim at the time originally was to share information on the Brexit negotiations. And then progressively simply to provide more information to British nationals living here about how Brexit affects their employment rights, healthcare coverage, the right to stay in the country, a lot of admin issues, and basically whatever else comes up.
What is your expat story? When did you arrive in Brussels?
So I think mine is a typical expat story. I first came to Brussels for 3 months in the summer of 1995. And having grown up in France with a British father and a German mother, I was not at all keen to leverage my European profile. I was much more interested in my law firm sending me to Tokyo or New York, so I was not impressed. But of course, they were right. Brussels was a good fit. I actually met my husband within those 3 months and ended up qualifying as a competition lawyer and starting to practice in the Brussels office in 1996. We stayed here for 20 years together until my job took us and our kids to London in 2015. And then Brexit happened. And by 2019, we had decided we were moving home to Belgium, to Brussels, because we're European. Our eldest kids stayed in the UK. They discovered London and loved it. And they're both, one is studying and one is working there. Our youngest is still with us. But as far as I'm concerned, I was keen to come back and contribute to the European project. I practiced law for 25 years and I remain a lawyer. But in 2019, I think partly because I was turning 50 and we were making many big changes anyway, I decided to take the opportunity to learn about documentary filmmaking, which is something I'd always been fascinated by, and to sign up to study journalism at the VUB to sort of integrate more also into Belgian society, as our decision was to return. As far as filmmaking is concerned, for me, there is complementarity with what I was doing before. I think it relates to ways to shine a light on situations and contradictions and somehow try to help reconcile issues or accelerate the pace of positive change. The last film I made was about an activist artist whose photographic work highlights the impact of marine plastic pollution. And I just think that film can be such a powerful medium to kick off important conversations.
You have a production company now called First Move Productions.
I set First Move Productions up in February 2020, which was just before lockdown. So I'm grateful that it was actually possible still to make a couple of films. But, you know, filmmaking is about troubleshooting ultimately. So, you know, it was good to sort of start as I know I'll have to go on.
So the Brexit film is called Here We Are. What do you hope to achieve with it?
I guess when confronted with Brexit, we use our different skills as coping mechanisms. And as I'd started making documentary films, this occurred to me naturally as a way to maybe voice our feelings and concerns. And to help create a new sense of community where many of us were feeling rejected and hurt, that, you know, there was dissonance where before there had been more harmony in how we reconciled our different identities. And I suggested we find a way to tell our story in a group post on BABS. And the very next day, there were about 10 of us on a call. So, you know, the positive reaction was instantaneous. And I think what was fascinating and a big learning for me is that the project evolved over time as we decided that this should be a community funded project. So we crowdfunded to raise a budget for the film. And I mean, you know, it was fascinating because Brexit and its consequences are far from over. So the film could only be a snapshot of how we feel and what was going on at the time that we filmed in April, May. But I think that's important too. And I think we get valid messages across. This is a good start. Hopefully others will watch the film and understand some of the issues that we're confronted with and indeed find a way to have a conversation that's far removed from the rhetoric, but allows us to, you know, explore constructively how we move forward.
What is Here We Are like exactly? Did you interview a whole lot of expats in Belgium?
We started out with a casting call, inviting Babs members to send in vlogs, sharing their feelings and insights from Brexit. And we received some wonderful, raw, candid footage. I also continued to liaise with the members of the core team. The challenge was how to select and how to develop the story. And I got to know core team members better and ultimately wanted to work with people with whom I'd started to build the kind of relationship that would allow us to do interesting interviews. And we also wanted to cover several locations because Brits in Belgium are not just in Brussels. So with a small budget, we ended up being able to film in Brussels, Antwerp and De Panne. Of course, there are some gaps in representation, but as someone says in the film, we're a diverse bunch. And this comes across quite nicely, I think. We filmed in April, May 2021. So to some extent, the emotional peak had passed. And on the surface, life goes on. But we're still processing what happened and what this means to us now and in the future. And that's what we capture. I think we do it gently, we do it respectfully, and hopefully there's food for thought and scope for a note of optimism on what we can contribute as British Europeans. So the inaugural screening and panel discussion that we've planned at Full Circle House for 16th of October, we have a wonderful moderator and some great panelists, including Fiona Godfrey from British in Europe. As you may know, British in Europe recently announced its closing. So I'm going to give her a standing ovation, and I hope others will as well. You know, we're just with the film adding another piece to the jigsaw. So I think exploring together where we're at and, you know, the way forward should be very powerful. It may be that the film and the theme is for a small community, but it's an important community to acknowledge. And amongst ourselves, I think having this voice is precious.